French immersion in the next classroom. It's only French immersion students. And that's what Myrtle Place, starting next year, there'll be a complete K-5 campus or pre-K-5 campus only with French immersion. So, so exciting, especially in a parish like St. Landry that has such a rich history of the French language, Louisiana French. It's just so, so exciting. And I'm just so, so honored to be a part of it.
And I mentioned the old Sunset High School. You're not going to start in there right away.
Well, because I wish we could.
It's pretty old. It's built in 1924.
That's right.
But the irony of it, when it first opened in 1924, kids will paddle for speaking French.
That's
and
right.
Now it's going to come back as a French school.
And we talk about that all the time, like, you know, the irony and honestly how fast things change.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to say how fast, but, well, you know, it's been a long time.
Coming up to 100 years.
But, you know, sometimes it, I mean, let's look at a lot of things historically. Sometimes 100 years is just a, you know, just a drop in the bucket. And so we're just so glad to say that, you know, in that very same building, you know, that those same things are happening and now we'll be breathing life into it. So, yeah, we can't move into it year one because, unfortunately, we can't even start, fundraising for the building until we became an official school, which was in October.
So
you can't do renovations on a school of that magnitude in 6 months.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on a temporary site. We're going to be moving into the Baptist Church in Sunset. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly large building and we're in work on how we're going to renovate that building. We'll be there for the first 2 years, and right now the plan is year three we'll be moving into Sunset High. Well, I guess we'll have to start calling it the former Sunset High once it becomes our school, but it's such a beautiful building, and I love that that's going to bring more life into to the town of Sunset and for the whole parish, because I want everybody to know that this isn't just for Sunset. This is a school for anyone in St. Landry Parish. Any child can come to our school.
And officially the name will be?
Well, we are called L'Académie Franco Louisianaise de Sunset. Most people call it AFS because it's a mouthful. We get that. I have a tendency, honestly, to just call it Académie Sunset. And honestly, the title is too long for any like social media names. Our website, as well as our Instagram and our Facebook account, it's all called Académie Sunset. Right.
And if y'all do a T-shirt, that's going to take up the
It's going to take up a lot of space. And you know, it's one of those things where, and I will say that I came in about 6 months after the initial idea of this school. So I didn't really have a say in the name, but I know that the reason they wanted to call it exactly Franco-Louisianaise is so people didn't have the impression that we were going to come here and be this like highfalutin, you know, French school where we only care about this one type of French. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with, you know, European French, but this is our area and we want to celebrate where we come from. And we don't want to feel that, or anybody else to feel that their French is lesser than all French, as we often say at our table française, all French is good French.
Yeah, because it always bothered me when I heard, especially older people, they talk the good
French.
Oh,
I know.
Don't say that.
And I even, you know, I feel bad sometimes. I still hear that, and I don't want to come across as being, you know, cross with them. Like, look, but it's true. All Frenches, especially our own here in Louisiana, it is the good French because it's our French.
Amen to that. So how can people get involved?
The easiest way is to go to our website. It's www.academie.sunset.org. We also have a Facebook page, and the good thing about the Facebook page is if you just type in AFS, it auto-fills for the rest of the long title. And so if people want to enroll their child or apply for the school, all the details are there. I'd like to say that we're pretty clear about it, where to go and where to click. And one thing I want to mention, as people are interested and they ask a lot of questions, charter schools, the word charter school kind of makes people stop and say, wait, I don't know what that is, so I'm a little nervous about it. Please know that charter schools are just public schools, except we're responsible for our own startup costs. So that means St. Landry Parish, though they completely support us, they can't financially support the beginning and building of the school and establishing it. But we are tuition free. We are fee-free. We also provide transportation. And you don't need to know French to come to our school. So basically all those things that make people a little nervous, we're taking care of that.
Yeah, that's cool. Lindsay Smythe-Ducey with us here on the Zydeco Stomp. A lot of work's been done, but still a lot of work to go.
Some days I look at all the things on my checklist that I've been able to cross off and I feel like a superstar. And other days I look at my to-do list and I wonder how I'm going to get it all done. But I've got a really good team helping me, and This is just something that's so near and dear to our hearts. And yeah. one thing we all know is that education is the base of everything. Yep. And if we in St. Landry Parish really want to continue to have our students grow and be, you know, contributing members to society, it all begins with education. And yep. we want to give parents choice, and we want them to know, like, hey, if this interests you, we're here for you. Yeah. And if it doesn't, we support you otherwise. But man, St. Landry Parish is moving and shaking, and we just really, I mean, as you know, yeah. we're big fans, you and I.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You're the ambassador of St. Landry, so we're just, you know, so happy to be here. But we just want to be, just to have a little seat in the plane, flying it up. We're so, so excited.
Well, it's not your first rodeo. Tell folks about your background. What do you do?
Yeah, so I've been an educator. I guess I'm on year 16 right now.
Wow.
I learned French back in 2011. Actually, I was 31 year old, and I decided I wanted to learn French. It's a long story why, and I moved to Canada, and I did a 1 year straight up immersion program at Université Sainte Anne, which is a pretty well known university to those of us in Louisiana.
Yeah, a lot of musicians and other folks have done that.
Right,
yeah.
You know, hoping to send you one day too.
I'd love to do that. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I was there for a year, and then I stuck around for another year to do some other stuff, and then about 4 years later, I was lucky enough to join their faculty. So now, not this summer because I've got a school to build, but for the last 6 years or so, I've been teaching up there, and I've been at Lafayette High, a wonderful French immersion program. I've been there for the last 7 years, and so French, really just learning French has completely changed my outlook on our state, and I really understand how important it was for me to have that little nugget of heritage that I didn't quite know was buried deep into me.
Right.
I thought that I was, as Cajun as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, my last name's Smythe, so nobody judged me, but I did marry a Doucet, as my husband says. I got some street cred with that one.
Yeah, you made up for it.
That's right. But learning French really helped me to establish who I was as a Louisianian, how our culture is, and how wonderful a place this is. And I want to help other people have that. And if we can start them young, the sky's the limit.
Oh, absolutely. And you hit on so many good points there, but it really is such a rare thing, a rare place that we live to have, French-speaking culture on the shores of the United States.
Absolutely.
That doesn't happen anywhere else.
That's right.
And to the food, the music, and language, and everything else that's come out of that. It's an amazing story.
That's so, so true. I mean, and we can talk about the benefits of French immersion, until we're blue in the face. The research shows just how important it is. But really, sometimes at the end of the day, it makes you feel more part of your culture. And I think that's a lot of reasons why the parents are choosing to put their children in immersion, because they want that other feeling for their child that maybe they didn't have the ability to get. We all know that story. The lost generation. But,
right.
We're able to do that.
Yeah,
we're
so
lucky.
True. Yeah, so true. Well, Lindsay Smythe Doucet, thank you so much. When Lindsay sent me an email earlier and we kind of arranged it, she was kind of hitting at co-hosting the show. So.
Well, I just said, look, how long would you like me to come? I mean, I can co-host if you want me to.
Well, we got a little less than an hour left, so I can put you to work unless you got to run off.
I don't have anywhere to be.
Okay, all right, well, good. And then people always fuss at me and say, Herman, you don't answer the phone, so.
Well, I have a phone to answer now.
Oh, you have a phone to answer, 482-6991. If you got a birthday, anniversary, or just plain old shout-out, or you want to talk to Lindsay a little more about the Academy Sunset that's coming up. So 337-482-6991. Give us a call right here at KRVS as we call on Horace Trahan. Come on, Horace. Where is he at? There's Horace. Says, what's harder than work? No money. On the side of Coast Stomp, KRVS.
We'll be right back. voudrais pouvoir aller tout le temps après casser mon cœur, ça rit tout le temps. I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? When will I be loved? When will I be loved? Tell me, when will I be
That's Dr. Gene Morris along with Marcel Dugay and the Entertainers with some good solid gold, Zydeco, Baby, You Don't Have to Go. And we heard from Gino Delafosse from his Grammy-nominated CD, Le Cowboy Creole. When Will I Be Loved? Horace Trahan Came Your Way from the Until the End CD. Quelque chose en français. What's harder than work? No money. Pas de l'argent. I know that's right. And Lindsay Smythe Doucette with us here on The Stomp. And Lindsay, I told you that when phone starts, it doesn't stop.
Man, you know, you are a popular fella. I tell you what, I was like, what's that blue light? And you're like, that's the phone.
So
we actually got a lovely little call. We heard from Daryl Hebert, who now lives in Mountain View, Arkansas. And he just finished making him some boudin today.
Hey.
I was telling him I just had some, and he said his was very good. Thanks so much for calling us.
He didn't share the recipe.
You know what? He might have to call us back or maybe send us an email with the recipe.
That's right.
My husband, luckily, is the cook of our house. So he's the one that would need that recipe before
me. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. And also, we just wanted to announce that Chris Ardoin and Mike Broussard, they're going to be playing at the Frank Ranch tonight. And that's out in Lautel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Highway 190 Lautel. That'll be a big dance tonight.
Yeah, that'll be an awesome show. So we've had a few things. We even got a request with Clifton Chenier, but maybe Okay. That'll be playing a little bit later.
Yeah, got that coming up next. So.
Miss Sophie called us from St. Martinville.
Okay, and anybody else checked in?
Mr. Campbell said that he and all of his Zydeco friends in Abbeville say hello.
Hey, Abbeville.
That's
all right.
Sounds so good. It was really nice. Y'all keep on calling, guys. It's nice to have to talk to so many new people.
482-6991, of course, at area code 337. 482-6991 for a shout-out right here on the Zydeco Stomp. KRVS. And somebody mentioned the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. Hadn't played this one in a while. King Clifton Chenier. There's some Zydeco blues on a Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
You walked away from me last night, baby. Someone told me it was all over. When you waved your hand, you told me goodbye. We'll be right back.
Cravens, I want you to sit back, relax, pour yourself a cup of coffee or whatever, and enjoy the great, great sounds of Mike Broussard and the New Edition Zydeco Band.
That's Mike Broussard from his CD One Shot. Mike Broussard, new edition Zydeco, with something he calls the Lewisburg Two-Step, featuring J.C. Leger, also Don Cravens on the introduction. And right before that, we heard some Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, You Got Me Baby, Now You Don't, from his CD Your Mama Don't Know, and the old Zydeco Blues, one of my favorites from yesteryear. Gino remade it in recent years on his Cowboy Creole CD. Somebody Told Me It Was Over, originally done on a 45 from the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. Hello, Elise Ray Clark. I thought you had put me down. I hadn't heard from you in so while, but she says Calvin and I are tuned in, and it's Bring Your Baby to Work this Saturday. So good to hear from you, Elise, in the Sunset Grand Coteau area, too. And Lindsay Smythe, do say with us.
Hey,
Lindsay,
Elise.
For people that well, you know Elise,
I do.
Okay, all right, well, cool. For people that might just be tuning in, why are you here besides taking over the phone?
That's right. You know, you did say that you thought maybe I was threatening to take over, but I think we all know that you've got the lock on this job. But so I'm Lindsay Smythe Duce. I am the school leader of a new French immersion school in Sunset, and we're just trying to get the word out that we're accepting applications for kindergarten and first grade next year. It is a free school. Transportation is provided. You need to know no French to come to our French immersion school. We're going to teach you French.
Yeah.
And so we're just here trying to get the word out. And luckily for us, you allowed us to stick around and be a thorn in your side and also pick up some calls.
It's been fun.
We've been getting to know each other well. So.
Yeah, when you mentioned it before, I said, I think that'll work out pretty good. People like to call. So
that's right, and I'm getting your phone calls, and everybody's been so nice to me this morning.
And talk about the school en français, s'il vous plaît.
Ah oui, je peux le faire. Donc, je ne veux pas répéter les choses que je viens de le dire, mais j'aimerais dire aux autres qui parlent français que notre école sera une école pour tout le monde. Ce n'est pas seulement une école pour le monde qui sont riches ou le monde qui savent déjà, qui peut parler déjà le français. Notre école sera pour tout le monde en Saint-Landry Parish, dans le paroisse de Saint-Landry.
Saint-Landry,
oui. Et parfois je dis Saint-Landry, Sunset. Sunset. mais oui, donc notre école est pour tout le monde dans le paroisse de Saint-Landry. Et ce que je veux dire à tout le monde, et on accepte tous les kindergartners, le premier grade. Et si vous voulez, vous pouvez s'inscrire pour notre école à www.academysunset.org.
All right. Got the website and everything. Go ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And who you been talking to on the phone?
First I talked to Mr. Joe Duplichin from Oberlin. We talked a little bit about being from Southwest Louisiana. I'm from Cameron Parish originally.
All right.
And he wanted to hear some Leroy Thomas, Why You Wanna Make Me Cry.
Hey.
And then we got a call from Kent, who's all the way in Pennsylvania working the pipeline. said that, you know, he can't wait to get home, but he's got a son, Officer Longlinet, who is a police officer who's patrolling in New Iberia today.
Wow, how about that?
Knows he's listening, and he wanted to tell him hello.
So we're connecting the father and son from Pennsylvania to New Iberia.
That's right.
Like I always say,
Basil de Brazil.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead on. Thank you all so much.
And that's all I have.
482-6991, 482-6991. And, of course, area code 337 if you call it from away from the area. We'd be glad to hear from you. Oh, Dennis Pesek just checking in, says he's listening in, sounding awesome. Thank you so much, Dennis Pesek. And you want to do this special shout-out to your husband? He wanted a little Corey Ledet?
He did want a little Corey Ledet, and he asked me earlier to do that. So this is a song that's called Promise Me One More Thing from the album A Matter of Time.
And your husband's name? And he's an accordion player.
He's an accordion player. He's a fiddle player. He's a wonderful singer. He's my boo. And his name is Adam Doucet. He's a French teacher at Paul Brew.
All right, Adam. Here you go. A little Corey Ledet for you in the Zydeco Stomp KRVS.
This dance, he's looking right through her. say, Bob? What's wrong with that, Bob? What's wrong with him? We got something in his pocket for him. I said, loan me your handkerchief.
Somebody pass me the strawberry hill.
Whoa, loan me your handkerchief, baby. Dry your eyes, little darling. Said I always, always love you, baby. I said, Lord. Oh, loan me your handkerchief, baby. Dry your eyes, little darling. Said I always, always love you, baby. I said, loan me your handkerchief. Oh, loan me your handkerchief, baby. Dry your eyes, little darling. Said I always, always love you, baby. Kid, won't you let him see your handkerchief a little while, baby?
Hi, this is Melanie Lee, and you're listening to Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuselier on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Thank you. Get it, Poppy, get it. Get it, Poppy, get it. Oh, get it, Poppy, get it. Get it, Poppy, get it. Get it, Poppy, get it. Hey, hey, all right. Zydeco, Boogaloo. And I'll rock a while.
That's Leroy Thomas. Song made popular by his dad.
Why you wanna make your daddy cry?
Yes, yes.
Daddy cry, daddy cry.
Made popular by his dad Leo and also Preston Frank back in the day. Why You Wanna Make Me Cry from the CD The People's Favorites of Leroy Thomas. And right before that, the Zydeco Sweetheart, the Creole Sweet Brown Sugar, Miss Rosie Ledette, her version of Zydeco Boogaloo taken from the Pick It Up CD. And then Terry and the Bad Boys with some good Zydeco blues, the old John Dellafosse number, Loan Me Your Handkerchief from their Back on Track CD. And the Promise Me One Thing from Cora Ledette, the young Grammy nominee from his Matter of Time CD here on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS. Lindsay, it goes fast.
Oh, man, it does. Just a few more shout-outs. Mark LeBlanc Delcom, who was washing his truck today, he said he wanted you to just keep on doing what you are doing because he is listening today. We also had Rodney Guidry out in Tennessee. He says hello to all of Rain. He said he couldn't even think of one particular person. Everybody in Rain is who you're getting. Miss Janella Hayes, a lovely lady from Grand Coteau. She has a friend listening in Houston today, Miss Cheryl. Miss Cheryl. Malvahill. And
is it Malvahill?
It's Malvahill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Malvahill.
Okay.
So Miss Cheryl Hay, all the way from Lafayette KRVS Studios. Also Janine from J-Town called in. She had a request, as did Mr. Jody Meir from Lions Point. However, we're not sure if we can get to those, but I wanted to make sure to let everybody know they called in.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the shout out. Yeah, only about 7-8 minutes left. So Lindsay, thank you so much for
Thank you so much for having us.
I told you I was going to put you to work.
Hey, if you want me to answer some more phone calls down the road, I am here for you.
We'll have to do it again.
All right, it's a date.
Good luck with the school, and tell people one more time what's coming up.
Thank
you
so
on.
Much. Yeah, we're now currently accepting applications. We're in the phase that's first come, first serve. So if you have a child, you live in St. Landry Parish, you have a child that will be in kindergarten or first grade next year, we're currently taking applications. It is a free school. It is a public school. Transportation is provided, and you do not need to speak French in order to come to our French immersion school. Also on our Facebook page, guys, there's about 7 or 8 more parent interest meetings all over St. Landry Parish coming up. So if you'd go to our Facebook page, there's an event just for that.
Okay.
So we'd love to see y'all soon. Our next one is on the 12th.
And the name of the school is?
L'Académie Franco-Louisianaise de Sunset.
Hey, that just rolls off your tongue.
Oh,
sounds
yes.
So cool.
Thank you so
Lindsay,
much for having
good
us.
Good luck with all that. It's a great thing for St. Landry Parish and Louisiana
at
all. It's going to be really good. And we'll have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
Before we go, let's hear a little bit of Buckwheat Zydeco, along with Dwight Yoakam. Hey, good looking on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS.
Now how about cooking? The sun Now what do you got cooking? Now I won't buy cooking, there's something up with me.
Your hands are about cooking, something up with me.
I say, hey, good look.
James Brown. Godfather, I don't want to go, but it's time to wrap up another edition of the Zydeco Stomp. Thanks so much for joining me for the program. Thanks for supporting our great Louisiana artists.
Baby, you did me wrong.
Thanks for supporting listener-supported public radio. KRVS
88.7
FM. And we stream worldwide online from Brazil to Brazil, Guam to Gaydon, the Grand Canyon to Grand Coteau, Palmetto to Pluto, KRVS.org.
Please,
I don't want to go, Godfather, but I got to do it. Have yourself a great weekend and an even better week next week. I'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 3 for another edition of the Zydeco Stomp.
I love you so. I just want to hear you say,
perhaps it's the originality of KRVS that has made you a devoted listener. We are very committed to making certain that we continue to fulfill that need, whether it's providing you with the kind of music you can't find anywhere else, offering you entertainment on our weekend programs, or sharing alternative points of view. Helping us to accomplish that is our Cypress Lake Circle, and we invite you to become a member through an annual gift of $1,000 or more. To find out more, call Development Director Judith Merriweather or visit krvs.org, clicking on the donate button. And thank you.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.